He's done about as much as any guy can do in 2.5 seasons in the NFL. Ndamukong Suh led all defensive tackles in sacks. He's been voted All-Pro, voted dirtiest player. He's been suspended, tried a convert, blocked a field goal, and made a difference in the community. Did I miss anything?
I don't believe so. It's a good little start. I'm excited about it, and especially being here in Detroit.
So at one time, people called you dirty. Did you change after that?
No, not at all. I think that's what made me, gave me the opportunity to be at this high level of playing fierce and not being afraid and holding nothing back. I mean, that's the biggest thing is playing 100 miles an hour, no matter when I'm on the field. I can't do it any other way. That's the way I was brought up, blue-collar football.
So let me understand this. People who say that you changed because you got suspended and because you got fined, that's not true? You're playing the same way?
I'm playing the same way. I'm obviously smarter and knowing when to take my shots and make my plays. And that's what good athletes do and professionals do. They learn how to play within the rules. And that's the biggest thing of becoming a professional and playing at a high level.
Speaking of that, I'm really interested in your comments. Jets offensive tackle Matt Slauson knocked out the Texans' great linebacker, Brian Cushing, by driving at his legs from behind. Isn't that the same guy that called you out last year?
Yeah, he was, and he's supposed to be my teammate in college. But, I mean, people have their opinions. I don't know exactly what happened, but I've definitely heard about that play with Brian Cushing. I pray for him. I hope he comes back healthy, being a fellow defensive player. And it's unfortunate some people do that in this league, but, I mean, things happen, and hopefully it'll be addressed by the commissioner.
Ndamukong, are you really two different guys, as I'm sure all football players technically are to some extent? We know who's the guy on the field and who's the guy off the field. You're so big in the community here and back home and in Portland and Nebraska. You're always on talk shows. You're always smiling. You're always fun. Is there a business Sue and the other guy?
No question. I believe being able to be a well-rounded person and the way I was brought up in my family is to be able to be applicable in all different facets. And that's something I knew very important. It was obviously education, and that's a part of me giving back in my foundation. And that's something I definitely believe in, but obviously I'm all business when I step on that football field and in between those white lines.
Everybody knows that you are tough and relentless in your position, obviously. I don't even know if you know the name, but there's a famous Detroit Lion, Alex Karras, who just passed away, but he was the same sort of guy on the field. He was really tough, but off the field, he was a ton of fun as well. You even know about Karras?
Yeah, it's obviously a tough situation. I feel for his family in his passing. He was a part of a great Detroit Lions defensive line, the fearsome foursome, and it's unfortunate that he passed away, so definitely be mourning for him and his family and pray for them as well.
And you obviously know the history of your team. How often do you double team, triple team?
I don't know. I would have to go back and look at film, but I think all great players and people that strive to be the best, they grab attention, and that's the biggest thing, that I don't have a problem dealing with that attention. I think I'm well-schooled and continue to grow in this league, and I have great coaches, Gunther Cunningham and Chris Kocurek, that have both taken me under their wing and showed me the ropes of understanding a guy who does get some attention, how to play through that.
Eric Winston, in his rant when he was talking about Matt Cassel and the fans cheering when he was hurt, he said, "I accept the fact that I have chosen a career which will take years off my life," unquote. Have you ever thought about that, and do you actually accept the same thing the same way?
Yes, I've definitely thought about it. I think from many years of watching other players go through their different careers in the NFL, I understand that it definitely takes a toll on your body as well as mentally. I think even more mentally is the biggest issue, because physically you can obviously, there's great surgeries, there's great surgeons out here that can help you through those things, and you can be comfortable in your life and be able to live and be able to play with your kids. But mentally, a lot of things happen with people, and that's something that's tough and I believe is being addressed by the commissioner, and something that us as players need to take into our own hands and be in control of.
That's well put. So obviously I'm dying to know what happened on that one convert attempt. You lined up and what?
The convert attempt? I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, convert or extra point, conversion, whatever you want to call it.
You're talking about the conversion of point. No, it was a tough one. I'm a kicker at heart and played soccer. And I've done it before in high school, done it in college. And I don't know why I miss it other than picking my head up.
No, I think he just shanked it. More with Ndamukong Suh on OTR when we return.
Okay.
He is a busy man. Not a lot of guys in North America, of course, getting endorsement deals named Mdomikin, which means House of Spears in Ngamba, although he speaks French as well. I know House of Spears is what it means. Why?
I'm named after my great-grandfather, who was a police chief back in Cameroon, Africa, where my dad's originally from. I'm actually named after a street. So that was obviously named after him for being in the high-level police force. So I'm not sure why I am, but I love the meaning of my name, and it's something I think definitely can suits me well on the football field.
Speaking of a high level, how tall was your grandfather?
My grandfather was 7'3". He was a very big man. I was unfortunate that I couldn't reach his height, but I'm definitely happy where I'm at right now. And I'm still young. I maybe grow a couple more inches.
You haven't given up yet. The Guinness Book of World Records lists you as arranging the largest tweet up. What the heck's a tweet up?
largest tweet up. It's a gathering of people that were all, it all originally started from my Twitter. And it would happen in the great city of Detroit before camp in 2011. And it was something that was a lot of fun. I was unfortunate I didn't get to make it, but I appreciate all the fans that made it out there and supported me. And my sister did a great job with it.
Wait a second here. You tweeted 2,000 people show up and you don't show?
Yeah, I couldn't go because I was in camp. We had just started camp, and we weren't expecting to really be in camp just yet based off the previous year's schedule. And I wanted to do it kind of a warming up, getting back to the season, and we ended up luckily and fortunately coming back off the lockout in time, and we just started right up. So everybody understood and was happy rather me be in camp than at the tweet up.
You're soon going to be named spokesperson for the NFL in Canada. Can we assume you're going cross river?
Yes, no question. I've been across before, but on further down in the States, on the Oregon side where I'm originally from, or Washington side of Vancouver. And I'm definitely going to go over to Windsor and hang out a little bit, but I look further to coming up to Toronto or anywhere else and hanging out with some kids out of school soon.
And Quebec, of course, because parlez-vous français?
Oh, parlez-vous français. Je m'appelle Mdomikin.
Je m'appelle Michel, and merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.